about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, scientists have now unveiled a prototype for a phone that you could recharge with what? Urine. Now, you know how many times we drop our phones in the toilet? This would be perfect. I drop my phone in the toilet all the time. Imagine every time you need to recharge your phone, you just drop it in the toilet. Then, some of us are pretty religious, all right? We got religious Catholics, religious Christians, Methodists, Hindus, Muslim, Jews. Well, Jewish people are going to be happy about this because there is finally a lubricant that has been able to attain kosher status. So for those of us that want to have sex on the Jewish holidays, we'll be able to do so using this kosher lubricant. Then there's a story out saying if you have heart surgery when there's a full moon, it increases your chances of survival. So try to plan your heart surgery on a full moon. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you are already on the phone lines with your questions, so let's just get right to it. We got Steve calling from Texas. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Yeah, Dahlia, my 3-year-old daughter is a very active little girl. Mm-hmm. She was bouncing on the bed the other day, fell off on the floor, and broke her collarbone.
Oh, poor thing.
Now, how do they set those? Is there surgery involved? What's the procedure to fix that?
I mean, you know, some collarbones they won't do surgery on, but if you have, let's say, like multiple areas of fractures or if it's really out of place, sometimes they will put a little screw or a little rod in there to align it. You know, being a little girl such as that, oh, poor little thing, it's a part of her shoulder girdle, part of her upper chest, so it they'd want to make sure that it could still heal in roughly the right place. You know, many of us have had clavicle fractures, collarbone fractures, and we really don't have to do much except ice and, you know, anti-inflammatories and some pain medicine, but if it's fractured in multiple places, yeah, they may put some little fixation screws in there just so that it heals right and she doesn't have these fragments that are kind of out and withstanding. Make sense?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I just can't imagine her having a scar right there because she's, you know, she's a swimmer. She's in a bathing suit all the time. I hate for the kids to make fun of her for having
exactly
a scar there, you know?
I really got to hand it to these doctors. I mean, I had a patient who just walked in yesterday who had an ACL repair, an MCL repair, tibial fracture. You could barely see the scar, and that had been done 10, 15 years ago. What they're able to do now with scars, if I ever reveal any of the cosmetic surgery I've ever had, I will tell y'all you can barely see the scars. I mean, it's amazing what they could do. Plus, she's young. Her skin is also going to be more elastic, more pliable. So her skin is probably going. I wouldn't worry about that. I'd be more worried if she did have such a deformation of the collarbone, that being a cosmetic issue, because it could be more protuberant on one side, as opposed to a scar that can lighten over time. I mean, the only worry I would have if she's a swimmer with the scar is if she was swimming not so much indoors but outdoors to make sure there's plenty of sunscreen on the area because it won't have the same protection as skin non-scarred. But in terms of cosmetic issues, I would probably be more concerned about the collarbone and it having been fractured to the degree that it looks deformed up in her upper chest.
Yeah. How are they going to keep her from moving around, though? They're going to have some kind of restraint on in that, or...
Well, I mean, she's 3 years old.
3-year-old kids sit down.
Yeah. I mean, that's why they're not going to want to over pain medicate her. I mean, the reason why we have pain is because it prevents us from moving a certain way. She's going to find that she's very comfortable in a certain position. They used to do these figure eight type of restraints where it kind of wraps around like a bra with no cups. It's kind of like wraps around the kind of like an X around the neck and over the collarbones and under the arms. So it depends. I mean, but do you have a pediatric orthopedist in your town?
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
Okay. How long ago did she hurt herself?
Oh, yesterday.
Okay, and she hasn't seen the orthopedist yet. When are they planning on getting that set up?
They're taking her in today, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, good, yeah. So, I mean, trust me, they've dealt with this. I mean, you know, kids and athletics, I mean, they've dealt with this millions of times. So they're probably going to, like I said, make sure she's comfortable, give her something for pain. But as she's healing and not needing the pain medicine, when she moves a certain way and it hurts, she'll know she can't move a certain way. The big question you'll later have is, when could she go back and resume her swimming? And it'll all depend on how bad the fracture looks. If you don't mind, Steve, let me know, even if you can't call me when I'm live, go to my website at drdahlia.com and send me a note so I know what they decided and how bad her fracture was. Okay?
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Steve. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. You know, many people will say, oh, I broke my collarbone, but I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't have to. It was just a collarbone. It's not like they're going to set it or anything. The problem is you could still have complications from these things. You know, as a previous ER physician, I take this stuff extremely seriously. You want to make sure there's no, you know, blood vessel injuries or nerve injuries, et cetera. And, you know, when bone grows together, it makes a lump area, and it actually is a stronger form of bone. But you want to make sure the bone heals as horizontal or vertical or as aligned as it should. If something's kind of in a V-shaped or at a 35-degree angle or 90-degree angle, no. So, you know, that's why, yes, there is doctor involvement in this case. Of course, you also want to make sure there's no infection, et cetera, because as a bone fractures, you got now that open area where things could come in and seed. All right, guys, don't go away. Lots to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. If you do forget to do any of those things, I do recommend that your doctor perform a mini mental status exam, because I remind you all to follow me on Twitter and Facebook every damn show. The least you could do is do it. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Luther, caller from Kentucky. Hey, Luther, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing better than I deserve. How are you?
Good. That's good to hear. What's going on?
Well, after listening to your show, I went ahead and got my hormone levels checked, and the doctor says I'm a little low on testosterone.
Hmm.
So, I've heard you talk about the cons before. I want to know about the pros. I mean, you've talked about the pros. I want to know about the cons.
Exactly.
Like Dr. Dean said once on his show that once you start, what you do make goes away and you'll be on this forever.
Well, you know, once your body gets supplemented on something that it had been losing for a while, your body's going to feel it when you stop the injections. But I don't want you to think it's more of like an addiction. I mean, if you're low, then you're low. I mean, a big concern that I, how old are you? Can I ask, Luther? 58? Okay. So when somebody starts to have low testosterone, true, as a man, your testosterone will go down a little bit. All right? But if you have low testosterone, which it doesn't sound like you do, I always want to know, well, why? Is it because it's a medication you're taking? Is it because you have a liver disease? Is it a kidney issue? Are you drinking too much? Do you have some sort of inflammatory condition in your body, or an iron deposition disorder? Maybe an injury to the testicles. Something could be wrong with the testicles, you know, that make testosterone. So usually, whenever a big con before we even start the testosterone treatment is missing a valuable reason as to why the testosterone is low to begin with, diabetics lose testosterone, etc. But if you're low in testosterone, you know, taking it will help, you know, increase your sex drive, erectile dysfunction, muscle mass, if you've been losing muscle mass, your bones, men's bones thin. So I'm a huge fan of testosterone if you're low in it, because it'll hopefully prevent osteoporosis. Sometimes it could also, you know, if you may be a little anemic or have cholesterol issues, a variety of other issues in the blood based on low testosterone. However, where I get nervous is if a person who isn't low in testosterone, who wants to get a boost, starts taking testosterone, because nature will always bite you in the butt. When I get really nervous is when people will start taking testosterone and nobody watches the prostate. I get kind of nervous about your PSA rising, and because Obamacare tells us, no, you know, you don't need to be checking PSA. It's a waste of money. Watch and wait if you have prostate cancer. Testosterone treatment, if you didn't really need it in the first place, or if you're taking too much, can cause your prostate to grow and possibly, you know, accelerate a prostate cancer that you were destined for. So I get kind of nervous. Some men who get testosterone could also get breast enlargement, so that could be a con. There's been a report that sometimes it could worsen your sleep apnea. I got to think about why that happens, but I heard about that. And you could sometimes be a little more moody. You could get a little grumpy, a little bit more aggressive. So, I mean, Luther, do you feel like your testosterone is low?
I just feel I don't have as much energy as I used to, and, you know, pulling a flatbed, a lot of work involved in that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're one of my truckers. Oh, I love my truckers.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I love my truckers. This is, how low, what was your level? Do you remember?
No, because he just called me while I was on the road and said, it's a little low, and they want you to come in and do AS. For your diabetic ASD?
A1C? A1C?
A1C, yes, ma'am.
Oh, so are you diabetic?
I want to look at that. No, I keep checking on that, and because my wife is. And mm-hmm. I bring out their little test kit, you know, with me once in a while, and keep an eye on it, and
good.
I'm not.
Good. Yeah, and the reason why they want to check your hemoglobin A1C is because many men that lose testosterone, like I said, it could be because there's another issue going on. Maybe it's diabetes, etc. Well, this is what I advise all my patients, okay, and all my listeners. If you are low and everything looks good, your PSA for the prostate looks good, you're not diabetic, cholesterol's good, everything's good, maybe try it for a couple months and see how you feel. I've had some men say that testosterone did nothing for their energy. The reason why they have no energy is because they pull the flatbed, have to load their own cargo. I mean, you have an exhausting job, not to mention you don't get regular sleep. So you may notice that the testosterone does nothing. But if you are low and you get testosterone and you feel amazing, then you can make a more educated decision on doing this long term. But I wouldn't worry about just because you did it a month or two, you would be forced to do it for life. I think a trial, like I said, as long as your PSA is in the normal range, is warranted if you're feeling symptoms of fatigue and stamina, et cetera.
Okay, well, I had the PSA checked a couple years ago, and they said it was low.
Good. Have it rechecked right before you consider any treatment, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and let me know. Keep me posted. All right, Luther. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope I didn't scare him. You know, a lot of men don't realize that you could get some breast enlargement with testosterone therapy. They're like, oh, my gosh, no. Listen to me, guys. You know, I've lived with breasts, okay? Take it from me, okay? As a person who has had breasts ever since she was in the, what, second grade, I know I really didn't get my first bra till the fifth grade, but that's because I was scaring, you know, the teachers. But, you know, from a person who's basically lived with breasts most of her life, it's really not that bad. It's really not that bad. You get a lot of attention, you know. Sometimes you even get some free stuff. No, but I wouldn't panic so much about the gynecomastia. You just want to make sure the reason why we do get concerned is if you are, let's say, at risk for male breast cancer or prostate cancer, you don't want to be having hormones injected into you, etc. But if you're a healthy guy and every, you know, try it, you know. Now, I know some of you are scratching your head going, wait a second, male breast cancer? You must not be listening to the show on a regular basis. Yes, men can get breast cancer. They can. Men have breasts. I know some of you are like, oh, no, I don't. That's probably for them girly men. Not me. Any man can get breast cancer, which I don't know if your doctors do this. I do this. But when I see my patients for a physical, you know, I check their heart, lungs, thyroid, head and neck, etc. Look at the skin, check their nails. I'll have you lie down so I can palpate the abdomen. Okay, you know, gallbladder, you know, spleen, you know, just kind of feel around, see what I could feel, liver, etc. I will always check under the arms for lymph nodes, and I will check the breast tissue. Okay, very simple, easy part of the exam, and then I tell you all to make sure to check for lumps or bumps. If you don't want to call it the breast area, I get that, because you guys are so burly, then you could call it your pecs area. You know, check your pecs. Now, your pectoralis muscle is muscle. It has nothing to do with the breast tissue. But if you're trying to kind of look cool for the misses, right, you could say, look, I'm just kind of, you know, checking the area. And, you know, men have nipples, right? Check around that area. If you do feel something that's a little lumpy, have your doctor get an ultrasound or mammogram. The men get mammograms. They do. And it kills me to think that there's men out there that have a lump on their chest and they don't want to get it checked out because they're afraid of having a test or anybody teasing you. Listen, nobody is going to tease you in the medical community. If they do, they're not going to have their job for very long, okay? I mean, you know, which is worse, having a mammogram or having your prostate check? They all suck. So just get it done. I'd rather you be alive and complaining how much it sucks than not being alive and while you're dying of cancer saying, I was cool. Nobody had their finger in my rectum. I'm cool. Right? Yeah. So just think about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Before we come back on break, oh, there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about. Okay. I want to talk about this phone that you could charge with your urine. Oh, gosh, there's so much I want to talk about. You know, I was on Doug McIntyre in the Morning with Terry Ray, KBC Los Angeles today, talking about Cory Monteith from Glee and the heroin-alcohol mix and how heroin and alcohol kills. Pretty important stuff to talk about, so don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon, means happy life.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, one thing we've noticed with overdoses of celebrities, as well as overdoses of multiple individuals that don't get the same media attention as celebrities, is alcohol seems to be in play many of the times. Most of the times. I'd like to say all of the times, but I can't. And one of the most dangerous but most common forms of overdose is the heroin-alcohol mix. And this has been again brought to light by the tragic death of Corey Monteith from Glee. He plays Finn, 31 years old, had been, struggling with drugs in the past and had gone through rehab. But reports were revealed yesterday that he had died of a mixed drug toxicity involving heroin and alcohol. Now, I know many of my listeners have battled some form of an addiction, and bravo for doing it. And, I was on the Doug McIntyre in the morning this morning talking about, he had asked, he goes, is it true that after rehab, if you get introduced to the drug again, you will be more addicted or more salivating at the thought of having the drug, because once you go through the rehab of it, your body does not completely cure of the addiction. And I told him that's exactly right. All right. You know, sometimes it's a double or triple whammy. And the reason why is it has to do with the receptors. You got glutamate receptors, you got GABA receptors. Basically, alcohol decreases the excitatory effects of a glutamate. And glutamate helps a lot of functions in the body, like your breathing, your heart rate, etc. So alcohol suppresses it, which is why many deaths happen from respiratory depression, causes you to go unconscious, coma, possibly death, because alcohol depresses that stimulatory response to your heart, lungs, etc. Okay? Heroin prevents the inhibitory effect of GABA, which is kind of a double negative. It's a little confusing, but GABA receptors, okay, the inhibitory effects of GABA could also cause, because GABA is your checks and balances for glutamate. So to not get too technical, you basically have an under excitability of one, an overexpression of an inhibitory effect. So when heroin and alcohol is mixed, you can very easily fall under a state of unconsciousness, not be able to regain your respiratory drive, and then die. We don't know how long Corey Monteith was dead before hotel staff found him. Apparently, he was supposed to have checked out. He didn't. Hospital staff knocked on the door, went in the room, and saw him there. Yeah, but by the way, that's something that I notice I always have trouble with, checking out of the hotel. I'll try to do it on the TV. If I'm in the type of hotel, we could check out on the TV. And then it'll say account cannot be brought up, or whatever. So then I need to leave because I need to book it to the airport, etc. And there's a big long line at the front desk. So I just throw my keys wherever you're supposed to throw your keys and I flee. And then I'm like, well, I'm sure they'll figure it out sometime, you know, that I've checked out, so I don't get charged double, although I really got to check my credit card statements once in a blue moon. But hospital staff will eventually, because they need the room, they need to clean it. So they knock on the door. If there's no response, they go in, etc. And that's how they found him. But what I want to emphasize with you all is do not underestimate the effects of alcohol. Alcohol is very, very scary. Now, many of you listen to me and you go, wait, you know, I'll pop my Ambien 30 minutes before I go to sleep while I'm finishing my scotch and soda at night. And I've never had a problem, Dr. Dahlia. Well, you know, some of us have been lucky. Some of us have been pretty lucky, but just please don't underestimate the power of alcohol. We've talked about Heath Ledger and the untimely death of Heath Ledger. Did he actually overdose on something, but or was it a bad mix of Ambien, alcohol, Valium, and a painkiller he had taken earlier that day? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I would like to ask some of you out there, if any of you had an addiction to heroin, if any of you did have an addiction to heroin, how did you succeed in overcoming that addiction? All right, you know, was rehab successful the first time? Did you have to go multiple times? What happened? Did you notice that immediate attraction to heroin or a drug? Because you had that taste for it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And by taste, what I mean is the receptors that you had been either inhibiting or underexpressing in your body. Okay, when it doesn't get it gets the drug for a while. Like, for example, your opiate receptors. Okay, you gotta, now heroin, remember, is made from morphine. Okay, so it's in the opiate family. All right. And the buzz you get from heroin, from what I understand, is like no other. Now, I've had morphine, and I've hated it. I did not like morphine. In fact, morphine, I don't want to say paralyzed me, but I had so much muscle weakness I couldn't move. So I actually have morphine listed as an allergy, because when I had woken up out of anesthesia after having my ovarian tumor removed, yes, you guys have to hear about the ovary tumor. Nah, I won't talk about the ovarian tumor. But I could barely move. And the nurse is like, well, get up and pee, because if you could get up and pee, I could let you go home. And I go, but I can't move. I can't move. Morphine scared the living beetle out of me. I was scared. All right, but heroin, now, no, you know, heroin, you could snort, you could inject, you could smoke, all right? But the first IV injection, I guess that euphoria comes on within seconds, right? Then, you know, if you did it in the muscle, it could come on within minutes. If you sniffed or snorted it, it could be down about 10, 15 minutes, etc. But the IV use of it, and we don't know if Corey was doing IV heroin or not, but not my husband, Corey Monty from Glee. But from what I understand, when people start out with the heroin, it's very, you know, mild, small doses. Maybe they snort it, etc. And then they realize, no, I'm not getting what I need to in terms of euphoria. I need to take it in other forms, and so I could get that quicker high. Well, you have these mu receptors that I believe heroin, like other opiates, seem to envelop. And when you get that first rush, your receptors pick it up, you're euphoric, etc. Then you start to lose that euphoria, like with pain medicine. So you take another one, but you don't get that same euphoria. It's because of the receptors already being overloaded. Sometimes your body will make extra receptors because it thinks it needs the extra receptors. Where that gets dangerous with addiction medicine is if you don't get the medicine then for a while, all right, and you start to go through withdrawal, the more receptors you have, the easier it is to withdraw. And these receptors don't easily go away. So you go through rehab, then all of a sudden a dealer comes up to you and says, well, you want to try some? I mean, your stamina, your ability, your willpower is much less because you already have the receptors, whereas if you never started. Some of you are saying, Dr. Dahlia, this is common sense. Please tell us something new. Okay, but for some of you, you wanted to know a little bit of the science behind it. But the moral to the story is, number one, you know, don't be shooting heroin, okay? But number two is, even if you're taking a Tylenol, acetaminophen, if you take Xanax, Valium, etc., antidepressants, please avoid alcohol with it. I don't care if you've lived up until now. Do not mix alcohol with your medicines. Pretty, please. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How to charge your phone with urine and the new kosher lubricant. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, you don't know how huge this is. You do not know how huge this is in the kosher industry. Okay? A West Coast manufacturer of personal lubricants says it has become the first in history. Now we're talking thousands of years, to have a lubricant that is a product, right, such as a lubricant that could be given the kosher status. This is huge. Traeg Laboratories, it's got to be too late to buy stock, honestly, because the news broke yesterday. Traeg Laboratories announced yesterday that the Rabbinical Council of California had certified 95% of its wet bread products as kosher after an intensive 2-year review. As part of the process, the company said it submitted its entire 52,000 square foot plant in Valencia, California to strict kosherization procedures. Okay, now, what is kashrut? It's Jewish law that teaches us how to slaughter certain animals painlessly. Okay, we talked about on my show how if you're going to eat an animal, it has to be slaughtered as painlessly as possible. And the way that has been, one particular way, I don't know of all the ways, but one is the cattle is held upside down, the blood rushes to the head, the jugular is cut, and it's supposed to be one of the least painful ways, okay? The floor's got to be messy. And you can only consume certain animals. We're not allowed to eat shellfish. Can't have frogs or frog's legs. Yes, I have had frog's legs once. I had no idea they weren't kosher. Damn, they were good. Has any of you guys had frog legs? Oh, my gosh. Frog legs, delicious. Okay, but not kosher. Not supposed to eat it. Okay. All right. And you're supposed to avoid pork, right? Okay. Kosher hot dogs, yes. Yes, you can have kosher hot dogs. Those are yummy. But kosher hot dogs have no pork. The way we know that something is kosher is there's that K on the package. And the K, it's a premium stamp. It's premium. I mean, for you to have a K on it, that's fine. Now, the certification ensures that none of Trix products contain ingredients from pigs or shellfish, and that any other animals used to create the joy, the joy gels, they call it, the lubricant, had to be treated humanely. Now, I apologize. I don't know how sexual lubricant is made. I really don't know. So, but if there's no pork in it, I guess, stop the giggles. If there's no shellfish, there's an Orthodox rabbi who's the kosher supervisor. They say that the newly kosher lube, according to the New York Post, should glide off the shelves. Do you get it? That's funny. Kosher lubricant glide. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got James. Oh, James. Hey, James. What's going on? Are you going to be buying this stuff?
Yeah, I'm up here in Ohio.
Yeah.
I hate to burst the Jewish bubble here, but there's something that maybe a lot of people don't realize about kosher products in general. Not only are they no pork and humanely treated no animals and no shellfish, but the only difference between pickles and bread and all this other stuff that is kosher and not kosher is the fact that it's prayed over. That's it. That's all there
yeah.
is. The rabbi prays over the food or the product, and that makes it kosher.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Yeah, but you know, you're talking to somebody like me who probably should be going to hell, and I don't really get a lot of prayer. I mean, I'll run into rabbis on the street, and it's really difficult to just get a prayer out of them for me. So if I could be indirectly blessed, yeah, I'm Jewish. Yep. If I could be indirectly blessed by somebody in New York praying over a lubricant I'm about to use, I just think I'm one step closer to heaven.
Well, yeah, technically you are, because what happens after you use that lubricant definitely puts you in heaven, right?
Yeah. Well, you see, I'm not at that point yet where I'm going to need to purchase this kind of stuff, but menopause is a-coming. And, you know, one day we'll explore vaginal atrophy on this show. That's probably a good, we'll go into depth on vaginal atrophy and how lubricants are an extremely important adjunct. But, it doesn't hurt to make sure you ain't sinning when you're doing the deed, right? Right. All right. Thank you, James, for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I have a good relationship with my rabbi. I think he does seem to get a little confused because I will quote scripture. And sometimes I quote scripture, you know, from the New Testament. You know, I'm a fan of all Bibles. I'm a fan, I mean, of you know, Psalms and James, and I'm just a fan. So let me just kind of clarify to anybody in my religion that I just love religion, and I love the idea of being good, following the Ten Commandments, and try not to sin. Okay, I think it's easy to not sin. Do I follow all the rules that we're supposed to follow? No, I don't. I think I could follow a lot more rules. But I look at the attempt as what pleases God. So, for example, Passover, okay? We've talked about Passover on the show. Passover is where, during that week where we are celebrating the fact that the Hebrews were allowed to leave Egypt. Remember, we had the 10 plagues. Pharaoh was bipolar, maybe a little schizophrenic, but he kept changing his mind so the Jews couldn't escape, and there had to be the 10 plagues, etc. But by the time the Jews left the 10th time, when they fled, they knew he was going to change his mind, but they didn't have time to leaven their bread. The bread wasn't leavened because they couldn't use yeast, etc. So basically on Passover, we're not supposed to eat anything with yeast. Now, a lot of people don't realize you also shouldn't have oral sex with somebody with a yeast infection, not kosher. But that's not in the Bible, per se, so people don't realize that. But you're supposed to avoid yeast. Now, it's very difficult for me to also avoid all grains. I avoid yeast, okay, but not all grains. I'll eat some rice on Passover, etc. But the fact that I am sweating, trying to figure out what to eat during that month, the fact that I'm sweating on the toilet using my squatty potty because I'm constipated from eating the matzah, I think goes a long way with the Lord, because he sees that at least I'm trying. And so whether you're Jewish or Christian, Catholic, you're religious, not religious, etc., I think the reason why God keeps us all, Muslim, etc., is if we are trying to follow certain rules that do good, like atheists, right? Right. The reason why God likes atheists is if atheists are good people, right? They shall not kill, they don't adulterate, etc. For those of us that are still kind of following the same rules, you don't kill nobody, you don't sleep with your wife's neighbor, you don't, thou shalt not listen to other radio besides the Dr. Dolly show. The fact that you are making an attempt to be good, that's how I look at it. So some people will say, Dahlia, your religion is a little off. And I'm like, well, no, because it explains why we're all here. When God didn't like a group like the Hittites or the Philistines, they were gone. But he likes us. He likes Mormons. He likes Catholics. He likes Jews. He likes Muslims. So we're all here for a reason. Okay? Just do good. Be good. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.